Hi, this is Dr. Nandini Nellivigi, a senior consultant orthodontist, director Nellivigi Dental Clinic, Belandur, Bangalore. In today's episode, let us see what mouth ulcers are. An ulcer is a breach in the continuity of skin or mucous membrane deeper than an erosion. Ulcers are quite commonly noted in the oral cavity, probably because the mucous membrane is a thinner lining than skin. The most common ulcers in the mouth are traumatic ulcers, aphthous stomatitis, infections, drug-induced ulcers, allergy, and malignancies. First, traumatic ulcers. Traumatic ulcers can happen because of mechanical, thermal, or chemical causes. Patients have to be watchful of any sharp part of the tooth present in their mouth, leading to repeated damage to the tongue and mucous membrane, leading to ulcers. Eating hard food should be done with caution, or else they may cause traumatic mechanical ulcers. Placing hot food and beverages in the mouth can cause damage to the oral cavity, leading to formation of thermal ulcers. Chemicals like eugenol, hydrogen peroxide, and silver nitrate used during dental procedures have to be used with caution, otherwise they may also cause chemical ulcers. Aphthous ulcers. These are most commonly occurring ulcers in the oral cavity and are frequently seen. They are basically of three types, but the most common aphthous ulcer is minor aphthous stomatitis. These appear anywhere in the oral cavity from buccal mucosa to lingual mucosa and are non-contagious. They may range from 1 to 6 in number at a time and are less than a centimeter in diameter. They are oval or round with an erythematous ring around them. They heal in about 7 to 10 days without leaving a scar and many a times may be recurrent. The other ulcers may be because of viral infections like herpes, chickenpox, drug-induced ulcers like bisphosphonates and cytotoxic drugs, malignancies, and certain hematological diseases can also be the reason for ulcers. Now, how do you diagnose an ulcer? Diagnosis mainly depends on the medical history and also examination of the location, size, number of ulcers and appearance of them, which will aid in the diagnosis. Treatment. Treatment is usually symptomatic. 1. Pain control with topical analgesics and anesthetic gels. 2. Use of antiseptic mouthwash like chlorhexidine. 3. In certain cases, antifungal drugs and steroids may also be used. 4. Removal of local irritants like sharp tooth cusp may be needed. 5. Maintenance of good oral hygiene. And 6. Avoiding eating hot and spicy food. Following the above guidelines would solve the problem in a span of about 7 to 10 days. In case the ulcer persists, please consult your dentist. To know more about dental health, stay tuned to my channel for my next episode. Thank you.